Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and it's that time again. Yes, it's Friday night, and it's the Above and Beyond show with myself, Grant Collier. And do you know what? I've got, not one guest. I've got two guests joining me this evening. Fantastic. Now, I've got one guest that's joining me who's been on the show before, and we've got a complete new energy of a fantastic psychic that's joining me later on in the show. But, guys, wow, what an energy at the moment. Oh, do you know, are you sitting there, have you been thinking to yourself, do you know what? I feel like something's around the corner, but it hasn't quite hit me yet, and you feel this frustration? Well, I know I have, and I'm sure that you have too. I know that 2013 is going to be a concoction of mad new energy coming in, but this anticipation is just absolute madness at the moment. I know with me, it's put me all over the place with my emotions this week. And I'm sure that it's happened with you as well. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about that later on in the show with my two guests. But before we go into introducing my guest to you, I want to talk and promote a few things that's going on around out there at the moment. Now, one thing that is happening local to me down in the lovely little town called Sevenoaks in Kent, there's a lovely holistic shop down there called Serendipity. Okay, and they're basically having an extra couple of hours on their night tonight. This is all for proceedings going to the Battersea Dogs Home, and they're basically doing donation readings. This was to go participate side by side with the energy of the light turning on down there for Christmas. So, guys, if you want to know more about Serendipity, they are online. If you go to www.serendipitydirect@.co.uk, you can go and find out a little bit more about what's coming up in the new year with them. They've got new workshops happening and bits and pieces down there. And they've got a range of stock of different things, crystals, pendulums, scented oils and bits and pieces. So, guys, go and have a little look at them and check them out. They're a lovely bunch of girls down there. I've been down there a few times now, and they are a real, real lovely hospitality. As soon as you walk into the shop, you know you're in safe hands, and you're guided very much so within their energy. So, guys, go and check them out. Also, got in contact with Mr. Colin Fry today, and Mr. Colin Fry wants me to put out there about his senses range. He's got a new range out, and it's for the natural skincare range. If you want to go and visit more on what Colin's got going with his senses range, because he's a busy man at the moment, he'd like to come on and talk about it himself, but he is busy, go to www.sensesbycolinfry. That's all one word. That's www.sensesbycolinfry.co.uk. Go through on there. I do believe that Colin's also got like a chat thing on there as well. So, you know, when he's about, he can talk to you about the products. He can tell you a little bit about them. If he's not on there, one of his workers, or I do believe his partner sometimes goes on there as well. And you can also discuss what's right for you, what may not be right for you. Also the type of crystals and bits and pieces, oil burners. But I do believe that he's also got cards, tarot cards and things on there as well that you can have a look at. So, guys, nip along to sensesbycolinfry.co.uk, and you'll be able to find out a little bit more about what he's got going on over there, and good luck with that. I know that he's got some beautiful products, and I've visited the website myself, and yeah, it's amazing stuff, and like I say, we should hopefully have him on in the new year and talk about what's coming up for him in 2013, and that's the lovely Colin Fry, bless his heart. He's a busy man, but there you go. I can't expect anything less. Okay, now, like I said, we've got two amazing guests coming up. But before we bring them amazing guests in, if you look out your window, you're starting to see that there's a lot of things happening out there. Yes, it's getting closer and closer towards Christmas. I thought I'd put you in the mood. I thought that this first song's got to be a Christmassy one. And it's a guy that sings this song is a great passion to my heart. My grandfather's favourite, and I know that you're going to love this one as much as me. It's the lovely Nat King Cole, and it goes something a little like this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, wow, what a voice. You know, you can listen to that voice every day of the week. What a fantastic voice by the late, great Nat King Cole. That was the Christmas song. And I know that's got you in the mood. And I know that you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, now I can really wrap up with a nice eggnog, sit down, put my feet up and listen to the rest of the show. Because you know this is going to be a great show. Okay, guys, that was the lovely Nat King Cole. But I was talking to a lady who's going to join us just a minute ago, and I know that she's out in California, and it's been 68 degrees out there and very wet, so it may not be feeling very Christmassy for her. But, guys, she's on the line. It's the lovely Kat King. Hello, Kat. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Grant.
Hi there. Hi. Kat. Wow, it's amazing to have you back on the show, my darling. What have you been up to? Where's things been with you? What have you been doing?
Oh, things have been really interesting here, getting ready for Christmas. And, you know, we don't have snow. We never get cold here enough for even frost. And so, yeah, it's Christmassy for us. We just put up fake snow and lots of lights. And oh, but it's beautiful today with all the rain.
Well, I tell you what, I would swap London for California for 1 year just to find out what it's like over there during the Christmas period. I'm sure in time maybe I'll get the chance to do that, and I can get over there and hit a surfboard and get out there on the beach. But
you know, I've actually gone to the beach on Christmas Day.
Have you? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what? I can only imagine what it must feel like. Can I imagine what it must feel like to look out there and think to yourself, wow, this is California. Wow, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't think it matters where you go. That Christmas spirit's always inside you. Okay, let's come away from Christmas at the minute.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about you, Kat, because, you know, there's a lot of listeners that might not have heard you on last time that I want them to know a little bit about you. Now, Kat, I come across you a good few months back, and basically, I found you through automatic writing. This led me to this connection with you, because your experiences go along the lines where I experience a lot of these things the same way. Can you explain a little bit how you work and your experiences in the way that you work and you bring the energy across?
Well, my let me just take a step back. You know, I've been a contactee since I was a child.
Okay.
And I've had, you know, unusual experiences like you do, and I've had literally over 30 years of classes studying with these people from other places.
Yeah.
And I've been learning to work with energy in a different way. In fact, that reminds me, well, let me just say one thing first. You know, I think I mentioned it last time I was on the show, but I got kind of tired of thinking, you know what I saw, I know what I've experienced, but I'm having a hard time believing it. So I had an opportunity to go on national television and take a lie detector test. And, you know, I was really putting myself out there when I did that. But it's like, you know, either put up or shut up. And so I did it. And, of course, I passed. And that just gave me a sense of empowerment, because a lot of the people, a lot of your listeners might be psychic and be having these feelings and thinking that their mind is a little off. And it's really important for them to listen to shows like this and maybe get together with support groups and share and learn to develop your abilities. But the other thing I wanted to say was, I was talking to a friend the other night, and this person was having a problem, and he wanted some advice. And so I was definitely not talking about ETs or anything like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had these holographic visions come in front of me. And again, I'm kind of going out on a limb here, because I'm not somebody who normally predicts things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I saw the alignment of the pyramids.
Wow.
That's happening December 3rd. I've always believed that the Great Pyramid was a machine. I saw the alignment like a key in a motor, which turned it on. It started to hum. And the ley lines below that pyramid started to hum, and all the pyramids of the world started to hum. And what was happening to us is that there was this feeling of wonder and of bliss and of upliftment.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited about it. I was sharing it with some on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that lives in Cairo, and she's going to go there on December 3rd and take pictures. So we're going to hopefully get some awesome pictures of this alignment.
Well,
but I really feel like something's going to happen that's on a totally positive side.
Well, this was something that came forward to me and was told to me around about 8-9 years ago about this alignment that was going to happen with the pyramids of Giza. And it was supposed to be the alignment, what was told to me by a greater being, that it would be the same alignment with happening within Orion's belt. Now, if you look at Orion's belt, with the sky and how it sits the belt, it sits at 26-degree angle exactly the same as the pyramids of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we think of the Earth's axis, it actually sits at 26 degrees. And actually, the main pyramid, Khufu's tomb, the bigger one, actually sits precisely magnetic north, and the smaller out of the tombs sits precisely magnetic south as well. So I'm a great believer in what I've been told over the situations of this dramatic change of a magnetic pull on the energy of and an alignment where it unlocks the pyramids. There was also been talk over the years, and this wasn't from me, but this is stuff that I found out, that there was 12 breathe holes, and there are 4 breathe holes on each side of each pyramid that are 8 inches by 8 inches diameter, and
right.
they go down to the center of the tomb. But scientifically proven that there was a link there, that they sat precisely in the energies of the 12 constellations of
right.
the zodiac. Now, they can't understand what these breathe holes actually were for, and no one's ever been able to get cameras down there, Kat. So it's interesting to think also that when we look at this, the other thing that was predicted, that a Leo would sit precisely over the Sphinx at that time as well. This was something else that was brought up. So what other things would you say to people with this connection and going into being the contactee? Where does that fit in within the reasons why you got that vision? Would you understand why that might be?
Well, a lot of times I just tap in because of the way... My belief is that we've trained our brains to work in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, if something is significant, then we just tap into it. So that could be it. And then sometimes I actually, you know, get the call and have an actual conversation with them about things. This one was more like a holographic vision, which I don't normally get. It's very unusual. I've only had that just a few times.
Yeah.
I was so excited after that. Oh, and I wanted to tell you one other thing. Did
yes,
you
go,
know that
go.
Last Monday, for the first time in history, there was not one murder or one serious assault in New York City?
Wow. Because that
never happened before.
That's quite high. I remember when I was out in Florida, I think I was 16, I watched a show on there. It was almost like a crime nightly thing show. And I couldn't believe the statistics around that. I mean, at the end of the day, they reckon there's a mugging every 3 minutes, a rape
right.
every 6 minutes, and you know, a murder every sort of 3 or 4 hours. So that's amazing, really, when you think about it.
Well, that kind of tells you that something's shifting.
Well,
I mean, that just never happened before.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at what's going on out there, and you look at, and I was only talking about this to another psychic on the show a couple of weeks ago, when we look at the activity of solar flares that's still coming off the sun at the moment for this
right.
time of the year, it's mm-hmm. quite incredible, because these solar flares were acting the same way before we went into like an ice age. Now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to worry people, because an ice age for us, they don't predict that for another couple of thousand years. But the changes around it also means that I think this is a wake-up call to how we deal with what we're doing with the Earth as a whole, looking after it, preserving it. I mean, taking minerals out of the Earth and how we decline in using them minerals and putting out CO2 gases and bits and pieces like that. And I'm a great believer that, you know, the shift was meant to happen to take away technology, to bring it back to an area where, you know, we safeguard everything around the energy of what's happening. And I think these signs and signals pretty much come forward within the energy of the greater beings, the higher beings as well, the things that, you know, we do take for granted, but we don't link into every day. And it's amazing, because you talked about this on the last show. You know, you talked about the unconscious feel that we don't link into when we should be linking into it. And I'm a great fan of looking into this because of what I've had myself. Do you know what I mean? And that's what links me into being the medium today, pretty much like where you are within your work. Because, Kat, I mean, at the end of the day, let's look at this. You know, a lot of people might go, aliens, I don't get that, you know. But, you know, like I said, and I said on the last show, you go to conventions, you've taken a test on TV. You know, a lot of people would say, well, you're mad. And they've called me mad, so you wouldn't be the only one over the years.
I'm used to it.
Absolutely. And I think anybody that works within the energy of this work, we do get criticised one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
But pretty much within it, you're out there now. You are healing people within your work, and you are a natural healer. You've got your own website, and I mean, they can go and check you out on your website. And your website is?
www.katking.com, and that's KATKING.
And what can they expect from your work? What is it that you're actually doing at the moment, Kat? I mean, if they go and visit your website, what will they see on there?
The website is over 2,000 pages of free information, and there was a period of time when I was battling a very serious illness, and the doctors told me I'd die if I didn't take their medication, and I just said thank you very much and left, and began to research. Not that I already had a background in alternative health, and you know, turned it around. So I know what it's like to be terrified and you know, not be able to find the answers. And so I put what my experiences were on there, as well as over 18,000 hours of research over 12 years.
Wow.
And it's all free because I just want to help people. For, you know, they can use it online. It's not free to download. It's free to use online. And it's awesome information, and anybody who would like to look at alternatives, it's a good place to start.
Well, tonight you're going to showcase your gift because you work with Energy Grids, and I love the way that you work. We worked together on the last show, and you get to the core energy of someone's problem, and that's what this job's all about, is finding the core information around the scenario of where that place is, or where that person's got to within the energy of, may say, be their relationship or where they are within their life today. And I think that's really important. So tonight I would love you to stay on and do some readings with us later on in the show. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that'd be great, thanks.
Fantastic, because like I say, you know, Kat, for me, you know, you're an important part of the work, and I feel that there's not enough people out there that understand what's going out there, the other side of this planet, you know, what's happening out there.
Now, you know, I'd just like to say one thing really quickly is a lot of people look at us, you and I and other psychics, and they think, oh, you know, they can do this for me, or they can help me or whatever, or they think, you know, I don't have the talent. And the truth is that, you know, the group that I work with call themselves the Chesrilias, and they say every single person is called, but not everybody chooses to answer the call. So just as, you know, for people to keep in mind, they're powerful. They have this too. It's just a matter of they haven't chosen chosen.
Absolutely. Now, I want you to explain who these group of people or group of energies that you work with. Now, these are alien entities, aren't they? I call them alien entities.
I call them people from other places.
Absolutely.
You know. I hate that word.
I don't like to call them aliens because I like to call them higher beings. That's the way. Because I think that they are higher, they are greater consciousness than what we are. There's more deeper understanding of what's going on out there, higher than we'll ever know. So these are they're called the Chesrilias.
And it took me 5 years when they first started coming to me, and it took me 5 years to figure out that might mean Christ realization, not in any biblical sense, but just, you know, the Christ itself, the higher self. They're beings of a higher nature, and they always start off the letters. I receive letters, and they always start off the letters. We are unto you as you are unto us. We send greetings from on high. And in one of the letters, they were laughing, and they were saying, every time we say that, you look up, and they say, we're not talking about on high as in looking up. We're talking on on high, as in a higher frequency. We can only contact you when you allow yourself to get into this higher frequency.
Well, this is something we spoke about on the other show about, you know, our energy levels run on X amount of vibration, megahertz, or whatever you want to call it, and then the aliens run on a different, you know, like 1,000. So they can literally walk beyond us without us actually knowing. This was something that was brought forward to me through a session of trance mediumship. So, you know, it's very interesting. You know, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, and I am looking to have you on again because, you know, you're an amazing energy. You've done so much, and like I say, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Kat. But like I say, we're gonna have you back on in a little while. We're going to do some readings all together, and what we're going to do, Kat, is we're going to play a lovely piece of music by the lovely George Michael, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to introduce our second guest. This is a guest that hasn't been on the show with me before. I have worked alongside her through Psychic TV here in the UK. She's a lovely energy, probably not as known as she should be. And I only spoke to her today, and I thought, you know, she's got an amazing energy, and she's always there for people. She was always a trooper, and I love troopers. We'll talk to her after the piece of music, and I know you're going to love her energy because she's just such a soft, gentle soul and such a beautiful energy. So we'll be talking to her after this piece of music, and the piece of music goes a little something like this. Now listen out, guys, because there's a great advert.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, that's the lovely show that's coming up with all us lovely hosts and mediums. I know I've got a few listening in. I do believe that Sarah may be listening in tonight as well, bless her heart. Yeah, we're all going to be down at Cardiff. Me, myself, Mike, Nick Humphreys, Jerry Humphreys, Jeanette and Coombe, and I'm just trying to think if I've missed anybody out there, but no, we're all going to be down there. It's going to be an amazing night. It's really going to be good. Guys, that is next year, February. Keep listening to the ads, because I know that if you're interested, you can come down there. I know you guys would love to be there, even you guys out in America. It's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to that one. So keep listening for the ads, like I say, and you'll find out all the dates from the lovely Mike Davis there. You've heard his voice. I know Mike's listening. I know that he's in the chat room as well. So if you want to have a little chat through and go through to Mike and Sarah, I do believe they're in the chat room. So, guys, head on in there and have a little chat with them, and they will fill you up and then update you a little bit more on the information with that if you need to know. Okay, guys. Well, I offered you one guest, and you've heard her, the lovely Cat King. But we have another guest on the line. This lady, like I say, she's a fantastic psychic, clairvoyant, clairsentient medium. She's been working for 10 years. I've worked alongside her, not literally at the desk, but I've worked alongside her. She's worked very, very strongly and passionately for the lovely Psychic TV for many years. And I do believe that she's going on in front of the screen soon. So keep your eyes out on that one on Sky. It's the lovely Helen Hill. Hello.
Are you there? Hiya, yes I am. Hi.
Yeah, I'm good. Now, Helen, that's not your name when you're used on the show, is it? You're known as Guinevere.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And do you know what? That's for a long time. That's all I ever knew you as was Guinevere. And like I say, you've been working on and off for Psychic TV for quite a while now. How long in total is it that you've been working with them?
If I remember rightly, I've been working for them for round about roughly 10 years, on and off. I have worked for other companies and obviously worked for people that are in my area. Done my own private reading. So I have been around and about.
You certainly have.
Yeah.
But the big question for me is, because I know a lot about how you work, and I know that you know, I've seen testimonial feedback for you via the show and on the website and bits and pieces, but I never knew where it all started for you. Where did it actually happen for you? When did you feel that you were opening up?
Right. I was opening up as a child.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was scared to death of the dark. I wouldn't sleep without lights on.
Yeah.
And basically, throughout childhood, but it was, it was sort of like closed down because, parents, they weren't that interested. They stopped, told them to stop being silly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I was 27 that I actually started to work seriously on this.
Yeah.
And that was down to the fact that I was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Right. Right.
Now, obviously, it's an extremely difficult time. But you know, once they diagnosed it, you know, everyone was running around saying, "Oh my, you know, this big C word, you know, it's the end. That's it, finished." And I was sat there, and I had a figure appear in front of me, which was it was a male energy, and it was so strong. And he said, "Nothing's gonna happen."
Yeah.
And you know, I was sort of like, "No, I'm not going anywhere." And of course, I had the treatment. And then I went for some healing, and this is where it all began. So obviously, I went to a healer, a lovely lady called Jill.
Yeah.
And basically, it went from there. I had healing, and then you know, I've always had a great interest in crystals, so I had crystal healing.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, she said, "You know, you've got the gift there. Why don't you start using it? Why don't you do some courses?" So I went off. I actually did Reiki, you know, Reiki courses before I actually went into readings as well. As I was doing the Reiki, I was able to pick up things from the people that I was treating.
Yes.
So it blossomed from there. And from there, I've not looked back.
Well, absolutely. And you know, even though you had this does stem down from family, right? This come down from your mum's side, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. My grandmother was very, very in tune. My mum is extremely, you know, she's got the gift as well. Our other members of my mum's side of the family, which have got, you know, which have the gift also. So it's come down in generations. But obviously, as a child, my mum couldn't do anything. So she was, you know, she's just sort of like said, you know, "Don't be silly. Don't get frightened. You know, there's nothing for you to worry about. You shouldn't fear the dead. It's the living you should fear." You know, and so I closed down. And it wasn't until, you know, I was 27 when I actually started you know, looking at the, you know, going down this path, going down the street.
Yeah. So for you, prominently, I know that you like to work with direct sort of information, or what I'm on about is like working on career, love, house moves. You work prominently with the cards, don't you? I know that. But you get a lot of information through your clairsentience and clairvoyance. But for you, you do like to work with specific areas, so you can look into it around the energy. What cards do you normally use? Is it just the tarot? Do you use other cards than the tarot? And what type of tarot do you use?
I use the Sacred Circle deck.
All right, okay.
Now, on this, because I'm so drawn to... I mean, obviously, I live in an area where I can get to Glastonbury, Stonehenge... You know, and I can go to all these sacred grounds. And on these cards are absolutely marvellous, because they have, obviously, they have pictures, and they have pictures of famous, you know, famous monuments, famous sites, spiritual sites, you know, anything from St. Michael's Mount right through to the Tor, Stonehenge. And I really, really click with them. I absolutely love using them, and I've used them.
And who are the cards made by, do you know? Just for the people out there that might be interested to have a look.
I have got no idea, because I haven't got the books, and I haven't got the book.
What are they called? Just give us the name again, Helen, of what they're called, and then people might be able to Google them or look them up.
They're the Sacred Circle Tarot.
The Sacred Circle Tarot. So there you go, guys. You've heard it yourself, the Sacred Guide Tarot. If you have a little look online, you might be able to see these actual cards that Helen are using. They sound fantastic. How long have you been using them for, Helen?
10 years.
So you've been using them all that time.
Yeah.
You've never changed your cards. Do you use any others?
I've got other cards. I've got the Healing with Angel cards, you know, Dorian Virtue cards, the Angels of Atlantis cards. I have got other decks, but, you know, I always come back to this deck, and it doesn't matter how I try to change it, I'm always drawn back to that deck.
Well, I've always said that if you're using a tool, then you know if it feels right for you, you'll always feel right with them. You know, there's a connection.
Yeah.
And that's the way that you're used to using them and the connection that you have with them. Okay, so, you know, we know that you're out there on TV and you're doing bits and pieces for them. But people may know you as Guinevere, but you're Helen Hill. Now, people can get hold of you on Facebook, can't they?
Yes, we can. Yes,
they can get through to you on Facebook, but they can also get through to you via your email address, okay,
yes.
Which is?
Guinevere.
You go for it.
Guinevere's, which is Guinevere's at hotmail.co.uk.
Fantastic. So that is Guinevere's at hotmail.co.uk.
That's correct, yeah.
There you go, guys. So if you fancy finding out how Helen works, or you would like to go along and find out how good she works within her private readings, hop along to Guinevere's at hotmail.co.uk, okay, and you can get more information from her there. Now, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Helen. And like I say, you know, you're somebody that I find is a true spiritual person. You're somebody that just does her job. You don't get involved with the tittle tattles of politics within things, and that's what I love about your energy. You just go on with it, you do your job, and that's it. You know, you love what you do, the love of the connection of spirit, and that's how it should be. What I want to do is ask you, darling, mm-hmm. if you would be happy to showcase tonight alongside myself and Kat, to do some readings in a little while, okay, and to the lovely people of the nation out there and across the world,
okay.
And show how you work.
Okay, that would be a pleasure.
Okay, well, what we'll do, we'll come back after a little piece of music, because I know we're going to have a packed out last hour and 10 minutes, so basically we're going to go back with a piece of music. We'll come back to you guys in a little while. We're going to have back-to-back with readings. It's going to be a fun-packed show, and I'll probably only get the time to squeeze in one other song during them readings because it gets busy. So, and we want to try and get as many readings as we've done for you guys out there. I know that at the moment you all would be feeling the effects of what's going on out there within the energy changes and Christmas coming up. And, oh, wow, it brings a lot of emotions forward, especially for people that have lost people a long way, especially around this time. So what we'll do is we're going to play this lovely piece of music. And I'm just trying to find out what piece of music it is, so bear with me. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's a lovely song by the lovely Neil Diamond. I love this song because it connects me very much and takes me back to the energy of my ex-partner, who is now in spirit, who sadly passed away of cancer 2 years ago. This is one that always touches me when I hear it. It's a very sad song. It does higher the vibration for me, so it's nicely ties me into the vibration of leading it into readings. I hope you enjoy this one. I know that every time I hear this one, it brings a tear to my eye. Sit back, listen to this one, guys. It goes a little something like this.
Hello again, hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116 8396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yeah, so guys, listen out for that ad. It's going to be kept playing till February, and remember, it's the 22nd and 23rd of February down in Cardiff. That's alongside myself, the lovely Mike Davis, the lovely Sarah May, Jeanette Ann Coombe, Nick Humphreys, and also the lovely Jerry Humphreys. And I'm sure I haven't missed nobody out. My brain is completely fried tonight with information. Okay, but there you go. So look out for that one. And like I say, them ads will be played through the rest of the year and also into the new year. So you'll get to know more and more about that event coming up. There's also more exciting news within later on in the year with a Norway tour. So keep your eyes and ears open for that one as well, guys. It's exciting times for Mike Spirit FM. And I'm as excited as you guys are, I'm sure. Okay. Let's not talk any more about what's coming up. Let's talk about what's coming up here right now. This is where it's important at this particular time. because we're going into reading time. Okay, I do believe we have the lovely Bonnie on the line. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Bonnie. Now, Bonnie, hi. I know we have the hello there. I know we have the lovely Cat on, and I know that we have the lovely Helen on to do readings. Now, I have just been told by the lovely Cat that you would like a lovely reading from myself. Is this correct?
Oh, I would. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, let me just link into the energy, my darling, okay, and see what we get with it. Okay, right, now there is this feeling here, almost within a male energy, and a dominant male energy here, quite a strong energy of a father figure. Do you understand this from spirit?
Yes.
Okay, as he comes forward here, he sends over love, not just to you, my darling. There's a feeling like I'm sending that love over to a male energy. Have you got a brother this side as well?
No, I don't.
Okay, right, so who's on this side that it feels like, have you got a son?
My son has passed.
Right, okay. Because I've got the lovely energy that I'm sending love over. He could be saying that he's sending love over from that strong male energy. That
probably
lovely,
to my husband, okay. Yeah.
Right, that would make total sense. What I'm actually feeling here, that there's connections around August and there's a celebration around August, he's saying to me in my ear here. What is that about? Do you understand whose birthday or anniversary would be in August?
Nothing comes to mind at the moment, but I'm fairly
okay.
Nervous.
Okay, he keeps saying to me here, it's more of an anniversary of a celebration of passing or anniversary of wedding more than birthdays giving me here. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Right, okay. He says to me here that there's been some troubled times around you of late. What I mean by that, there's been a lot of worry. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and as he links in here, I've got this other energy standing behind now. I feel that I've got a shorter man here with glasses. Who is this guy? Do you understand who I mean by this?
No, not right offhand.
Right, okay. I've got him standing here. He's quite big, broad within the energy here. But I've got a guy with glasses. And he's also giving me the feeling here that there would be... Okay. There would be this energy where you've been speaking or you've been connecting yourself with them, or you know that you've connected with the energy of spirit yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and he says that he's been trying to talk to you or trying to give you information, especially through your sort of sleep pattern. So have you been getting him coming towards you through your dreams?
I haven't remembered my dreams recently, so he may have.
Okay, just remember this, okay, because he says to me, write down like a dream diary, because I feel like he's coming towards you in your dreams. So any dreams that you do get, he's trying to contact you through your dreams, okay?
Great.
He's also saying to me here, like, I want to look at the energy of where you are at the moment within your life, and I feel like I want to change it at the moment. I feel like I want to, I don't think it's about literal movement or movement within the house or property, but I feel like I want to change things around it. Do you understand this?
That is exactly why I had called.
Right. Because what he's trying to give me here, now I don't know who this man with the glasses is, so just remember him, okay? Because he's here. So I do feel that he's family connected, and he does feel like he's on your father's side. But I've got your father here because he's telling me that your dad's here. And he says to me here that he has been worried because it felt like you're all over the place. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And he's almost laughing here. Because at the end of the day, he doesn't laugh because he knows where you've been. He's laughing because he wants to sort of boot you up the backside, but in a nice way. Do you understand what I mean? And try and get your head back into line again. Does that, can you understand
right.
this?
Absolutely.
Right? Because he says you can do it, and you are self-sufficient. But over the last 3 years, a lot of things have changed the way that you feel within energy levels. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I feel over the last 3 years, he's trying to say to me a lot has changed around you. And he says people, not everybody, but people that would have been there to help or give you some guidance to make this transitional period to change things have not been there so much. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay, now I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm talking about friends. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Right. And what he's trying to say, Bonnie, here, oh, bless his heart. Okay, there's a man here, all right. There's this sudden feel of a blow towards the chest, so I don't know if it's an impact or a feeling like there was a sudden heart attack. Do you understand who that might have been?
I do.
Okay. Is this your husband?
Darling? That's my father, yeah.
Okay, that's your father. So I'm still with your father, okay. Because I've got the energy building up of a lot of energies coming across from over here. And it feels to me that what I get with your father here, that, okay, he says, he's showing me the flag. He's showing me the American flag. So he's very patriotic. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes,
And he's also saying to me here that there would have been times when he felt that he served the energy for the country. Now, I don't know if he means that by the army, but can you understand this?
Yes,
Right. He also says to me here that he's very proud of you. The reason why he's proud of you is that what you've had to cope with over the last 10 years. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
With especially with the energy of these losses around you and where it's sort of taken that energy away from you as a whole. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it's terrible. And I want to complain about that. I miss them.
Right, because the feeling is that what I get with this, Bonnie, what happened 9 years ago? Where did I go back right to the beginning of like that 10 years, where 9 years ago something was quite major that came away? Was that a loss or a passing?
Yes, I've lost 25 loved ones since 2000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
Bless your heart. Okay. And I feel that this was a devastating blow, this 9 years back, okay? And I feel that within this, you know, we're not talking just mad energies, we're talking a mixture of energies. Was there also a child that was lost as well?
My son.
Okay. Was he?
He was the first one.
Okay. Was he still quite young? Do you understand by that? Was he still
he was 22.
Oh, right. Okay. He's got this energy. I'm just looking. Did he have dark hair, darling? Because I've got dark hair.
Yes.
Okay. Quite a tall looking lad. Quite a handsome looking man. And I feel that with the energy, that you would be proud of him within the energy. Either, I don't know if it's because of his work or the energy of what he may have been doing around the time. That may not be due to his passing, but the energy of what he was doing at that time. Do you understand this?
Oh, he was amazing. Yeah, I do.
Absolutely. And I feel that the energy from you, you know, bless your heart, I can totally understand where you are and why it's been such a struggle. But they are around you. They are supporting you. September is a very strong link here. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I could be taking you to the energy of stuff to do around, I don't know, could be going back to 9/11, but it feels like quite a big energy like that. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, I do.
Right,
I
okay.
My own personal 9/11.
Absolutely, darling, because I feel that this is a catastrophic feel around the energy of shock, horror. Do you understand what I mean within the energy of a great loss of a lot of people? And I also feel that what I've been told here, I don't know if there was a male canine, but I almost got the feeling like there was a Keith, a Ken, a Kevin. Who's that?
Kevin.
It's a K-E sounding name that I'm getting clairaudiently, and it feels like there would be a K, Kieran, Keith, Kenny. Who's that?
Well, keep in mind there were 25 of them, and my mind is just blank right now. It's like,
no problem. I totally understand, darling. But just remember it and hold it, okay?
Sure.
Because I do feel that what I've got here is a mass energy. They're building up around me. Like I said, I had your father here, and bang, I've got loads of them all behind, okay? Also got women here.
I was hoping I didn't overwhelm you with them.
No, that's fine, darling. But I've also got women here as well. Do you understand that?
Yes,
Okay. What I also got the feeling here is that... that there was this feeling like... this is probably very natural, but I feel like what they're trying to give me is that they're saying to me, don't, and this is weird, it may sound weird because it sounds weird to me, but they're saying to me, don't feel guilty, or try not to feel guilty, because there was a little bit of guilt there around not being there to be able to be around them at the time. Do you understand this?
Yes,
Okay, and this is something that also has blocked you from moving forward a little bit. Do you understand that?
It probably has, absolutely.
Okay.
Although it's been a marvellous education.
Oh, bless you. I can only imagine, darling. But listen, they are here. They are around you. They're trying to support you from spirit as much as they are, you know, putting physical stuff around you to help you. Do you understand what I mean? But they
right.
are saying to
Thank
me
you.
Here that really they want you to focus now, okay? They want you to look within the energy, and if you can't do it for where you are, can you do it for them, like you said? Do you understand?
Yeah, can you tell them to back off? They drive me nuts.
Well, I feel this is where they're trying to prove that they are here, trying to give you a lot of evidence. Now, was you talking about writing a book, darling?
Yeah, and that's pretty much where I'm hung up. I have 27 years of journals. I'm an experiencer. And
wow.
I got some amazing, wonderful experiences, and it's all on the computer. All I have to do is put it together, and I just don't want to. I want to know why.
You will do. You will do, but not for another couple of years yet, Bonnie. I feel that this book will go out. I think it's because it holds a lot of emotion for you within it. And it's almost like, do I put that emotion out there within the energy of what I've had to go through? And there's this sort of balance. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
But it will happen, I'm being told here. And I do feel that you will do it. And they've got the thumbs up for you to do it as well. Do you understand why they would put their thumbs up to say, go for it, do it? Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
Because you would have thought that this is also about other people's, like, you know, in the book, and you were worried about, do I do it for them? Am I doing the right thing? Does that make sense?
Right. Do I do it for them or do I do it for me?
You do it for all of you, they're saying.
Yeah, right.
And that they've got the thumb, they're giving you the thumbs up, darling, to say, go for it. Okay. They're saying,
well, that's
go.
Good to know.
Okay, so I wish you all the best. Look, I know that I've got quite a few energies here. There is a man here, and he's strongly showing himself to me. He's small, he's got glasses, he could be one of the other gentlemen. Go away and think about him, okay? He's quite a stocky man, quite a rounded man, do you understand?
If you don't know who it is.
It'd be one of them, okay? Because I've got a multitude of energies here, my darling, all right? I'll leave their love with you because I haven't got the time. But remember, they want you to move forward now. They want you to bring this book forward, okay?
Well, thank you.
In their memory, as much as your memory of the process. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
Because it gives them a sense of peacefulness within the energy for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel that this is more for you as much as it is for them, and they want this to happen. Okay, so don't hold back now, they're saying. Go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is actually holding you back within the other things that you need to do. Because I'm looking like, almost feeling like I want to feng shui everything around you. House, home, property. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
And then within all this process, that will make that process happen, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, well, I can do a cleansing.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, my darling, I'll leave all their love with you. Remember also that remember the dates that I gave you, because they must be important, and maybe these other validations will come forward in time. Just remember.
Right, something in August.
Absolutely. So remember them dates, darling. But listen, I wish you all the best with everything.
Well, thank you very much.
You've got a lovely energy.
Thank you.
Oh, bless
your
heart.
Thank you for being there for all of us.
Oh, bless you. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, bless her. What a lovely energy. You know? And Kat, this was a person that you know. What a beautiful soul. And such a giving person, I feel, as well.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
You know, you can't ask for a lovelier energy. And to go through so much as well, you know, in the last decade, is amazing to where she is today. So I take my hat off to her sincerely. And, you know, I'm picking up on 9/11 there. So that's a major loss. Bless her heart.
Yeah. Well, I know she really appreciates the help that you gave.
You know, when you've got that amount of energy flowing in, it's hard to, because then suddenly they all want to talk at once and you've got mixed up.
I know.
the thing is, you know, I'm having to fight them back. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to go into the next reading. What I'll do is I'll pass this one over to Helen, and then Kat, I'd love it if you do the reading after, darling, okay?
Okay.
So we've got the lovely Delphine on the line next. Delphine, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, my darling. You're through to the Above and Beyond show. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Helen, and she's going to read for you, darling. If there's any specific questions you want to ask her, then feel free, okay? Helen, I'm going to pass this one over to you, darling.
Okay.
Oh, Okay, I have questions in terms of finance and finding a job.
Right, okay. Let's have a look for you. Right, okay. First of all, what I would say to you is any plans or ideas that you have, you need to start pushing forward, okay, because they are showing success. For some reason, I'm getting the creative side of you. I do feel... have you been putting applications or looking for jobs? Because I am seeing rewards coming in, so there is likely to be work coming through. Have you been doing that?
Well, I have, and then I stopped, and then I'm going to do it again.
Right, because I am seeing you being back in control. And obviously things are very, money is very tight at this present stage in time. But I am seeing you picking up skills that you have, that you haven't used for a while, and suddenly they're going to come back in. I am seeing for some reason the next job, or there has been thought of study. There's something, a course or something that goes along with the next job that comes in for you. I am going to say to you, the positive developments are going to start coming through. I feel that it's January when I'm getting through that there is something, something more substantial coming in. And I do feel that there is room for expansion. So in other words, there is a ladder that you can go, you can get into a company and work your way through. So there is that as well. I will say to you also, I feel, has there been anything with regard to doing something on your own, like self-employment?
Have I been doing that?
Have you thought about going self-employed at all?
Oh, self-employment? I've been thinking about it, but I'm like, what? I've been thinking about it, but I just don't know.
Right. Okay, because I will say to you, there are going to be paths, there are options that are open to you. I would say to you, you need to use your courage with regard to things, because I feel that there's something with regard to, and obviously... you've looked, you've stopped, and now you're starting again. It's almost like your self-confidence, self-esteem has been knocked. But I feel that there is many options going to be open to you. Things are going to stabilise, and I am seeing, like I said, I feel that January, things will start taking off. And there is movement also. So there is either movement within home, movement within work. I am seeing success. I am seeing finances coming better for you. Now, I will say to you, obviously, the restrictions around you at this present stage in time, but all of a sudden, you are going to be, there is going to be money available, open to you. And I feel that that's towards the end of January, beginning of February. So, I am going to say to you, this going around in circles, whether, to try and find a job, or whether, whether you go self-employed, the going around in circles, is going to stop, and I am seeing you actually going forward. So, I would say to you, I feel that there are also people around you that are giving you ideas or trying to help you. It's either a sister or somebody who's like a sister, who's going to, who's either stepping in now or going to step in and try and help you find something which is going to suit you. I feel that there is family obviously that you've got to think about, and of course, it's fitting in amongst your family life. But I am going to say to you, the work is going to start coming in. And I do feel that you will be a lot happier. Obviously, we're coming up to the Christmas period now where things are sort of like at a standstill, for the month of December. But I am seeing January, it's New Year, new you. I do see you actually pushing forward. I see your energy levels picking up. I see there more positivity coming through. So I will say to you, there is going to be a lot more for you. And I would also say to you, if there is a job that you want to go for, and it seems that you look at it and go, no, I can't, I haven't got the qualifications, or I don't feel that I'm able to do it, or there's something that's stopping you from doing it, but there is a part of you that really wants to, I would say still apply, because I will say to you, the off chances, you might have the experience, but you haven't got the paperwork. So So, you know, it's almost like I would say, keep going, because like I said, I feel that January and February are going to be much better months for you on the job front.
Okay. You have anything from the spirit world that wants to say something to me, or?
I feel that you're being pushed forward by spirit. I mean, obviously, at the moment, there seems to be, I feel that it's almost like I would say, from what I'm getting is you know, I feel that we've been talking to somebody. I've got both male and female. Now, whether they are linked, I feel that there is more of a male energy that seems to be stronger, that is, I feel that you've been saying something or talking. There seems to be something with regards to the fact of hearing your what you're saying and trying to get the you know, your prayers and wishes actually granted. But I feel that it seems to be taking time. But there's somebody standing very close to you. Are you aware of anybody with regards to, I feel that they have problems breathing. I'm getting lung problems. Are you aware of anybody on that front?
No.
Something to do with breathing. I'm having problems breathing is what I'm getting. I don't know whether it's asthma or something to do with the lungs. It's almost like I feel a tightening of the lungs.
No.
Right. There seems to be, I can only give you what I'm seeing, but I will say to you, there seems to be somebody. Are you aware of a male and female? They're linked.
Male and female.
Sorry?
Male and female? I can't really.
Right, there is a link. I feel that there is a link between these two people. I will say to you, right, okay. For some reason, I'm also getting something of a, I don't know quite what they're linked with, whether they're linked with you or whether they're linked with regards to, are you, because they're showing me two people, a male, female energy, they're also showing either, it's either a child or an adult beside them, another child. I'm getting somebody who's either a child or a teenager. It's almost like I would say there is that energy. Are you aware of anybody? This male and female are linked in some form of way, but they have either a young, it's a child or adult energy that is around them. Are you aware of anybody at all? Because I do feel that this is linked.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Right, okay. Is this child yours?
No.
Because there's a child, there seems to be that, but they're all linked in together, but their energies come in, you know, they come in separately, but I will say to you, there is something to do, they are something to do with you. But something is something relating to lungs for some reason. I'm getting a pressure on the lungs. Now, whether this is you know, family members that, you know, have passed, you know, before, but they are there. They are listening to what you are saying, and they are showing that things will be, you know, your wishes, your prayers will be answered is what I'm getting. And I feel that, like I said, January, February, I feel is the poignant months for you.
Okay, so you say in terms of finances, it's going to be tight towards the end. It's still going to be tight.
I feel that, obviously I feel that they're tight, you know, that you're having to pull resources in now, but I see January, February time when those will, you know, those will be a lot easier for you. So I'm seeing the sun shining, so I'm seeing more finances coming through.
Okay. Now, the year for me is 2013. Is that a year? What is that year about for me as far as?
That year about for you is you pushing forward. It's about you. It's about what you want. It's about what you need to do. It's where you want to go. I feel that, you know, I feel that this year has been, you know, it's almost like I'm going to say to you, you put yourself last is what I'm getting. But next year is about you, what you want to do, where you want to go. And I will say to you, it is going to be like that. You're going to be the one that's in the driving seat, so you're the one that's going to be able to push yourself forward. And I see opportunities, doors opening up, you know, around January, February time, you know, things will start moving, you know, and I do feel that you will start pushing forward. All I would say to you is try and stay as positive as possible. You know, I won't say to you it's going to be a bed of roses, but, you know, you still have your ups and downs, but it's going to be a lot easier than it has been over the last year, 2 years, even further back. So I will say to you, things will become a lot clearer as you go into January. And, you know, I feel that the wheel of change, everything is coming through for you. The year 2013 is going to be a lot better.
Oh, that's good. Do you see anything in terms of my love life or?
Right. In terms of love life, what I would say to you is, I've got a thought process here. Are you already involved?
No.
Right, okay. I would say to you, I feel that there's a thought process, so there's somebody doing some thinking with regard to you. I will say to you, with regards to relationship material, I would say long-term relationship, again, it's going to be 2013. I am going to say to you, there are going to be people that start to, you know, are around you. Obviously, there's somebody around you who's doing the thought process. But I will say to you, there is fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarian. I am going to say to you, I feel that December, towards the end of December, beginning of January, there is going to be potential long-term relationship coming through. But I'm also going to say to you, you will notice that there is somebody from the past that is also going to come in that I'm getting. Okay. They're going to come back in. Are you aware of anybody that keeps on coming back to you?
Just this one person.
Yeah. They're going to keep trying. This person, I do feel, you know, holds a lot for you, but it's going to be up to you. Because like I said, 2013 is about you. So you're in the driving seat. So you can turn around and say, no thanks, not interested. Or, you know, it's going to be entirely up to you. But I am going to say to you, fire signs, we've also got the water signs, which are Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces coming through. So I will say to you, as the end of this year comes to the end, and as we start to begin 2013, I am seeing love relationships, and I am seeing you actually being in a committed relationship by April of next year. So I will say to you, there is going to be more on that front as well. And again, it's going to be your choice.
I hope that's helped you, Delphi. I hope that's give you some guidance. Have you taken all that down and noted that down on a piece of paper?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Helen. That was a fantastic reading. And also, Delphi, you can listen back to the show after through Mike Spirit FM. Okay, so listen back, and if there's some bits and pieces that you didn't quite understand, because you don't always know the energies that we pick up straight away, go back and have a little listen and listen back, because the validations will come forward, without a doubt, you know. Helen, well done. Thanks for that, my darling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brilliant reading. So much information coming through there. Delphi, I hope, like I say, I hope you enjoy your new year. Have a lovely Christmas, and we wish you all the best. Okay. We had the lovely Ashley on the line. Ashley, are you there? Ashley?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Ashley. Where are you calling from, my darling?
California.
Wow. So you're not a million miles away from our lovely Cat King. And Cat is gonna do the lovely pleasure of doing the next reading for you. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna hand you over. Cat, it's away with you, my darling, and away you go.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Cat.
You wanna direct me towards a subject or a specific question?
Well, messages from deceased loved ones interest me most, or just anything you pick up on my career or my husband's career.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Are you in a field of creativity? Your work involves creativity?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what I'm feeling is that you've been having, it's hard to explain, let me think, I'll put it into words. Your husband, you're supporting your husband because he's having difficulty rather than focusing on your own, is that correct?
I think maybe emotionally supporting him more than myself, yeah.
That's what I meant. And you understand that creativity comes from an emotional base, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's where I see your block. One of the things that I'm being told to tell you is that in our society, we are taught to give of ourselves and give and give and give, and then we feel drained. And what I'm being shown to tell you is that that is the exact opposite of the way that we should be. We don't have anything to give unless we fill ourselves up. And you haven't been paying attention to that. You haven't been working on filling yourself up. And also, when you fill yourself up, you tend to go out and give it all away. And then you get drained again. And so what they're showing me is that if you could do a meditation and center in and build that energy up and visualize yourself as a lamp so that everywhere you go, you bring lightness to the room because you're a very upbeat person. You can light up a room when you choose to. And instead of reaching down into your energy and giving it all away, allow them just to be ignited through your light. One of the ways that they're showing me right now is a lamp. If you can imagine that you're a lamp and it's a dark room and you turn on the light, then everybody benefits from that light. But there's no way for you to give them your electricity. They have to get their own electricity. All we can do as human beings is to light our lamp and allow those people who choose to open their eyes and enjoy that light to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I'm feeling that your biggest block is right now. So if you would go in and constantly, because in our world, we're taught to give, give, give until we're drained. And we're also taught that to be a martyr is a good thing. And the Chosrilyas teach that to be a martyr is to be self-serving and self-centered and to manipulate people through guilt. And so we want to get that martyr business out of the way and just enjoy our own light and our own joy and ignite people from, if they choose to. You know, there's a lot of people that are so negative or they're in such a bad place that we still want to reach down inside of us and give more. But if you do that meditation, you'll learn not to do that anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yes, it does.
Great. And once you do that, you're going to find that in all ways, whether it's in your career, your family, or your friends, people will be drawn to you rather than you needing to go out and reach out, because they'll feel the light and they'll be drawn to the light. So especially in your career, things will open up once you've done this work.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and have a great day.
Thanks, Pat.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's raining. It's not sunny in California today.
Are you in L.A. County?
No, San Diego.
Oh, okay. You're about, 100 miles away from me?
Yeah. Probably.
Wow, that's like me going to Scotland.
I know.
Oh, Ashley, thanks for coming on, darling. We wish you a Merry Christmas over here from the United Kingdom as well. And wish you all the best, and I hope you got the best from that. You can listen back to your reading from the lovely Cat on www.mikespirit.fm. I hope you got a lot from that, my darling. Wish you all the best.
I did. It was very timely, Kat. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thanks, Kat. A lovely reading, my darling. And I love the way that you just bang straight into the energy of a situation. And this is what we were talking about earlier on at the beginning of the show. Kat, stay with us. Helen, stay with us. We're going to have a lovely piece of music, and then we're going to try and cram in a good another three readings after that piece of music. This is the last piece of music for the show, and then, like we say, we're going back to back. This is a lovely piece of music, very uplifting. I love this, very dear to my heart, and I love singing this one on karaoke as well. It's been covered by many artists, the great Bette Midler. This one is by somebody that you may not know. It's an English artist, but he sings it so well. And it goes a little something like this. Lovely Wind Beneath My Wings by a guy called Stephen Horton. He was an actor and went on to do a song for a TV series. Lovely guy, lovely energy, lovely vocals. I know that means a lot to a lot of people out there. Everybody will resonate with that song to somebody in their life. I'm just going to dedicate that song personally to my partner, who is very much sometimes in the shadows of me, and she works very hard behind me, sorting me out and getting me where I need to be. Because being a Piscean, I don't really sort my life out much, and paperwork and bits and pieces, I'm used to it as that. Talking to spirit, well, that's the next best thing for me is to do my job. So I've got to say thanks to Mel for that one, and pushing me and getting me back on my feet again after quite a hard couple of years, I've got to say, because at the end of the day, you know, she is the hidden hero, bless her, and she's always there and always makes sure that she pushes me and keeps that empowerment running, because this can be a very, very draining job, as you well know. Anyway, enough of that. Bless her. I don't want to big her up too much. Otherwise, that's it. She'll get me doing all sorts. Okay, let's continue on with the readings. I do believe that we have the lovely Nicole next. Nicole, are you on the line?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Nicole. I'm fine, darling. How are you? I hope you're well.
Yes, so far so good. Thank you very much.
Okay, don't tell me too much, darling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Wow, okay. And is there anything specific you want to ask me, or do you want me to just go into a general reading and pick up on what spirit's giving?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a little tune in and see where we're at, my darling. Okay, the first thing that they are giving me a link on here, and I'll find out who's giving me this in a minute, because there's a feeling of a very, very lovely energy of a female that comes forward here. And I felt like I wanted to put her above you, but it felt like she could be like a mother feel, but it felt like you would have been close to her very much like a sister. But what she does tell me, okay, whoever this is, feels to me like she's giving me the feeling like I need to focus on career or work at the moment. Do you understand this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is mum in spirit, my darling?
Guess who?
Is your mother in spirit?
No.
Okay, so I've got a woman above, but to the side. Is there an auntie or is there an elder sister? Can you understand this?
No, there's no sister. Mm-mm.
Okay, so I've got somebody. Is there an auntie in spirit? Anybody in spirit that's above you to the side, female?
No.
Okay, I'm still going to go with it because she's still giving it to me. Can you understand where you are, where you're feeling like you need to look at where you are within your work and career at the moment? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. That's true.
Right, okay.
Right.
There's almost the feeling like I want to transitional change what you're doing with your work. Do you understand what I mean? It may not be that I do get the sense of feeling of struggle around the energy of work, but it does feel to what she's giving me here also is the transitional period of work. So I'm actually feeling from what she's giving is this feeling like there might be wanting of change within what you actually have done in the past. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's this feeling here that if you are not working, if you are working at the moment, then your heart's not in that place. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mhm.
Because what she's saying to me here, the reason why it's not in there is almost to do with the people and not the energy of the work. Understand that?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
But it also drains you because it gives you the sense of loss of appetite around the energy of that workplace. You're a very giving person, and I feel that there's a lot of people around your workplace. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like the natural healer. Can you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got this giving energy to help others through your work, and I also feel that with you, there's this energy of like a psychic ability as well. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do have that gift, yeah.
You do, and you've been seeing spirit since a child, but you feel like you want to work with it and open up with it more. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that what we look at within the energy over the last couple of years around your work and where people are and what is given to you and where you feel that this energy is changing within you, you're opening up now, and it really feels like this is desperate times within the energy of being working with spirit because of what's happening with the shift out there. Do you understand? Especially over the last year. the last year has been an incredible pull on your energy. It almost makes you feel like you want to go into this, almost like on a full-time basis. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And I want to put also crystals around you. And it feels like I want to put crystals around you for more to do with the healing energies, more than to do with working on the psychic. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, can you explain that?
Well, basically, it could be to do with like a Reiki or a crystal healing. Do you understand what I mean? Where I feel that you'll be doing healing people, like, you know, offhand or not hands-on, but like just off the body. Do you feel like an amazing heat from the palms of your hands?
Yes, at times I do. Yeah.
Right, and they're saying here that you should be using your energy for healing as much as you should be working within the psychic or clairvoyance. Do you understand this? I feel when I look around, who have you got the dark hair, darling? Who's got the very dark hair?
Dark hair?
Yeah, who's got the dark hair? Is that you?
That's myself, yeah.
Okay, and I'm looking at you, but it almost make me feel like I'm looking at a mirror image of somebody that might be above you, like your mum or your grandmother. Do you understand what I mean by this?
My grandmother, I was really close with my grandmother. She was like my mother figure.
Okay, and this could well be the person that I've got to, because, you know, I said to you I want to go above you, but I want to put her to the side, like she's like your mother, like your friend, like your best friend. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Now, where's the May link? To an energy of a birthday or celebration?
Or a passing, can you repeat?
There's a May anniversary of a birthday, passing date. I feel like I want to give it like a birthday, though. Whose birthday is in May?
My birthday's in May.
Thank you. She just wants to validate around the energy of you around the May birthday and to let you know she's around at this time. She also gives me the feeling here that there would have been, I know that what she's saying to me here, that there would have been problems around your grandmother's legs. Do you understand this?
Right. Right.
And I feel that what I've got here, that she would have found it quite hard to walk around within the energy towards the end of her life. Does it? Do you understand this?
Yeah, she had problems with her legs.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Bad circulation as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
As she comes forward into you, she has got an amazing energy. When I say, wow, this woman could be a psychic herself, you understand this, don't you?
Right.
And she passes this gift on to you. So it's almost like it's been passed down from your mother's side, from your grandmother, okay? She says to me here there would have been tough times around life, and she felt that you would have had a tough time. Was there a split in the family, my darling? Was there a split between, like, mother or father, or was there a split that made you very unhappy?
Between my mother and father? No.
Right, so where was the split? Or the energy where you felt like you never got the connection as a child, or I felt like your grandmother's feeling like she wanted to come in and protect you as you grew up through feelings of your own. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Okay, yes. No,
and it may not be to do with split within the energy as a material split, but it might be within the energy of where you come away from the energy of being close. Within the energy of something around father or mother. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Have you got a son, my darling?
No.
Okay. Then what I want to say to you, I've got a love of a younger male. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Seeing someone at the moment, yes.
Is he younger than you?
No, he's older.
Right. Is he very immature within his energy?
Yes, very.
Right. The reason being is that I've got the energy of a young man here around you, but I feel like his energy's young, and I feel there's a bit of growing up to do. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
I feel within what your grandmother is trying to say to you is that however hard you try, you can't pin him down. What I mean by that is that he's out here, out there, and out everywhere. Do you understand what I mean?
Wow. Right on,
you understand?
Right on target, yes.
And I feel that what I want to do is say to him, you need to speak up, because your grandmother's shouting in my ear and saying to you, if you don't, he will walk all over you. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And if you don't, because it's hurting you, do you understand what she's saying?
Yes.
And she says to me here that all the times that you've known him, and I go back quite a way with the energy of this guy that's been around you, that he hasn't changed, but he needs to start to learn because he will lose you in the long run. Do you understand this?
Yes, yeah.
And you've been thinking about that quite a lot within your mind about what you're going to do with this decision over the last 6 months, haven't you?
Yes, and it's gotten strong that I'm making a decision. Like I'm just going to have to leave him soon. Yeah.
Right, well, that's pretty much the energy of what she's giving me here. Now, there's nothing written in stone. We have free will, and this is something I try to explain to everybody about spirit. They will guide you. They will not give you the outcome. The decision is yours, your grandmother's saying. And she says to me here that within it, it will make you a damn sight happier than where you've been. Because at the moment, you don't feel confident in your energy, she's saying to me here. And he's lessened your confidence as the person that you once was. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And also, you had that confidence not as a child as well. And you built it up and then it sort of held you back again. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Wow, yes.
Right, so she's saying to me here, be strong. Look at the positives and against the negatives and weigh them up. And then you can see where you stand within this energy of this guy. Do you understand this?
Yes. Okay.
You've got a lovely energy, darling. I'm going to say to you that look, listen, I don't feel it'll be this side of Christmas that you make this decision. I feel it'll be after Christmas. It's going to take time because I feel that there's a bit of fear within the energy. Now, fear within reaction of what the way that he might react or the way that he might be over this decision. But you cannot be controlled. Do you understand this?
Yes, okay, right.
I won't go into too much detail because obviously we've got a big audience and this is more for a private. But I do feel that for you, my darling, you've got to be strong. Things will get better for you. I also feel that there's a lack of connection within the energy of a child here. Have you got children?
Yes, I have a daughter, yes.
Right, is she going through a very tough stage within her life where you feel like you can't talk to her?
Yes.
Right, your nan's saying to her, you also got to be strong with her as well. Otherwise, she'll walk all over you as well. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And the,
yes,
and the feeling is
right.
your grandmother's got a lovely energy here, darling, but she's stern because she's trying to be stern to make things better for you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's looking after you. She's looking over you. She says to me, October is also a very, very significant month. What's October?
October?
Yeah, there's a birthday anniversary celebration in October.
No, I'm not sure.
Right, we'll remember it for also anniversaries, not just birthdays, but also think of it about passing dates as well. Do you understand this?
Okay.
And also the 13th of a month.
You showed me the
13th, 1-3 of a month.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the 13th of a month also would have been very important. Do you understand this?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave her love with you. Remember that things are going to get better around the energy of where you are within relationship. You'll feel a lot freer and be able to see what else comes in. I haven't got the time to go in to see what else is coming in, but I would leave your grandmother's love with you. I knew that it was somebody above you, but it felt like to the side. Is she coming on that motherly feel? Do you understand what I mean?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I will leave her love with you, darling. I hope that's helped. Listen, you can listen back to the show and get more from that reading. Stay strong, stay confident, and you've got to put your right foot forward and make this happen. Do you understand this?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
it. No problem. Bless your heart. I'll leave her love with you, my darling. God bless.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you. Oh, bless you. That's the lovely, lovely Soraya. Nicola, sorry. Bless her heart. Okay, we've got another lovely lady on the phone. It's Missy. Missy, are you there, darling?
Hi.
Hello,
hello.
Missy. Right, what I'm going to do
is... Hi. You gave me the best reading I ever got one time, and I definitely want to do a 30-minute phone call one time, but that will be my treat for myself after I finish my exams.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Let me just let you know, Missy, Charlie just said hello.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Charlie just said hello, and he's shouting in my ear here, but he will come to you. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Helen.
Okay.
okay? And see what Helen picked up for you, okay? Helen, away you go,
okay.
Darling.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you wanted me to look at?
I just wanted to have a general reading.
Right. Okay. Now, obviously, I've heard that you're doing studying at the moment. Right. Okay. Because there is Wheel of Change coming in for you. Okay. While I'm getting through that, it's almost like I would say I feel that you've been going around in circles with regard to things again. I am going to say to you, I'm seeing you cutting that. There has been sacrifices that have been made, but it's almost like I would say to you, in the long run, it's going to be much better for you. So are you still studying at the moment then?
Am I what?
Are you still studying at the moment?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, I've got something with regard to, for some reason they're giving me the months of February, March and April. Is that when you actually take any exams or do anything with regard to the work?
I'll still be in school then.
You'll still be in school. Right. Okay. Because I am going to say to you, from what I'm getting is obviously, do you get certain specific parts of the exam before you do the final? Does that make any sense?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really want it. Can we go in a different direction with the reading?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What way did you actually want me to go?
Maybe my love life.
Right, okay. Let's have a look at that for you. Right, okay. Now, with regards to love life, I'm going to say to you, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, I've got earth signs. I've also got fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarian. Okay, I have got somebody doing some thinking with regards to you. Are you already involved in a relationship?
No.
Right, there's somebody around you. I don't know whether you're aware of them as yet, but there is somebody around you that is showing interest. Now, I'm not sure. I'm getting somebody who's got dark hair, dark eyes, but I'm also getting somebody with dark hair, blue eyes. There are several people that are around you at this present stage in time, but for some reason, dark hair, dark eyes, I feel comes through first. Now, are you aware of any? You're not aware of anybody that's made any conversation with you, because I'm getting a feeling that there's going to be something with regard to December. I'm getting through something significant December. Is there any parties that you are planning to go to?
A party?
Yeah, there seems to be
probably
something,
a lot.
Because there is
many.
I'm getting through something literally every weekend. If not every Friday, there seems to be quite a bit going on. But there is a lot of people around you, okay, but they are showing that there is going to be somebody who's significant. But like I said, for some reason, I'm getting dark hair, dark eyes, dark hair, blue eyes. So there are going to be interests, and you're going to have to make decisions, okay? I will say to you, because there are such a huge group of people coming through, I feel that there is going to be contact made. There is going to be talking. I feel that you will make decisions towards, I would say, just after Christmas, New Year. The weeks between Christmas and New Year is when you will make a decision to who you are actually going to be with. Because, like you said,
yeah,
you're at school. There is a lot of people around you.
Yeah.
And it's really very difficult to differentiate, but you will make the decision of who you want to be with between those weeks, between Christmas and New Year. And I will say to you, trust your intuition. So in other words, use your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that you don't like about the person, get rid of them. It's just go, no, move forward.
Okay.
Because, like I said, there are several people that are actually going to be coming forward within the next few weeks, okay? Now, I will say also for you, are you in contact with an ex at all? Because I'm getting through that there seems to be something with regards to an ex that's around. Are you aware of it?
I keep thinking about my ex, but, like, we were never really together, but, like, I'm definitely trying to move on.
Right. Okay. Because I feel that, right, okay, is this person still around you now?
No.
No.
But, like, I don't know.
Right, okay. I feel that, I know this is going to, it's almost like I would say to you a pre-warning is what I'm going to say, because I feel that this person, this ex, that is, you don't have to know what star sign they are.
What sign they are?
Yeah, what star sign? When did they, do you know that?
They were born, he was born end of May.
End of May, so he could be Gemini then, so he's an air sign. Now, I would say to you, there is the strong possibility that you will bump into him at some stage between now and the end of January next year.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be up to you how you deal with it. It's going to be hard, but it's up to you. You know, you have got your own decisions to make, because obviously this is your life path we're talking about. So I will say to you, if you do see him, you know, it's not going to be such a shock, just, you know, because nobody said anything to you with regard to actually seeing them again, but they will be around. Do they live locally to you?
Is he what?
Is he local to you?
No, but he definitely comes to my college to visit his old friends all the time.
Right, okay, because he is going to be there. He is going to be around in December, because they're going to a party together.
Great.
So to be aware of it, so then you can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're already
prepared.
Okay, so there is going to be a few people around, but I will say to you, committed relationship, I feel, is February.
Okay.
Okay, so
thank you.
That. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Ah, bless your heart. Well done, Helen. It was lovely. Missy, I hope you're taking all that information in, darling. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Fantastic reading again, Helen. Straight in reaction. Always say to people, remember everything that's been said to you, because you know what? Helen's a fantastic gift. She's got a fantastic gift, and she will tap into things that are coming up for you. So note all them bits of information down, guys. Okay. We have literally got about 6 minutes before the end of the show. What I'm going to do is we're going to go through to Natalie, okay? Natalie, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Natalie. I'm going to be very quick with this one, darling. We've got about 3 minutes to do this reading. I'm going to pass you over to Kat quickly, okay? And
okay.
Just see if we can squeeze in it. So if you can, if there's anything on your mind, it's probably best to ask Pacific, okay?
Yes.
I'll hand you over to her now. Okay, Kat, it's over to you, darling.
So I had an issue with a staff member this week who was stealing from me, and he ended up going to jail. But today I signed the papers to free him. I'm wondering if I made the right decision.
Hold on 1 minute. Okay. One of the things that I'm hearing, and the way that I work, they don't give you direct answers of what you should do. They give you direction. And one of the things that I'm hearing from you is that you're not trusting yourself. That's the biggest problem. So if you would sit down and say to yourself, I trust that I have the ability to make the right decision. And from there you go into gratitude. The gratitude opens the door to joy within, and from a place of joy is where you need to make that decision. Because right now you're making the decision, if I let him out, is he going to, you know, do it again? Is he going to hurt somebody? Is this and this and this? And basically, if you can get yourself to trust yourself, trust that you know you're going to make the right decision, gratitude, and then open that door, you're going to see your answer right there.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Grant?
Oh, sorry. I muted my mic then, and I thought I had it on, and I already had it on. Fantastic, Kat. Well done. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and again, would love to have you back on. Okay.
Oh, I'd love to.
Can I just ask you?
I always have fun.
Can I just ask you for your website again, please?
Yes, it's catking.com. If anybody wants to be put on the waiting list, because I am pulling a book together of the teachings of the Jezreelites, you can write to me, or if you have a question, write to me at ask@catking.com.
And people can also catch you on, are you on Twitter at all?
No, but I'm on Facebook.
Brilliant. Well, guys, if you want to come through to Cat King, you can catch her on Facebook or through her website. And I just want to go over to the lovely Helen and thank Helen for coming on this evening. Helen, it's been brilliant. But I can always rely on you to bring good energy through, darling, and you've done fantastic tonight. Now, Helen, what is your email address? Can you pass over your email address?
It's pimpy@hotmail.co.uk. And I am on Twitter, so it's @HelenHill27.
There you go. I was just about to ask you that question. You must be psychic. And also, you're on Facebook as well, aren't you?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show this evening. You're both great energies, and I hope to have you back on very, very soon. You never know, I might fit you in again before Christmas. Let's see what happens. I've got a tight schedule and a lot of people that's coming in and wanting to join the show, which is awesome. Guys, also remember to have a listen to what's coming up. We are going to play the ad again for the event that's coming up in February. And it goes something like this.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with Spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.